Lesson 14. Formation of Conscience. The commandments which God gave in the Old Testament and the commandment of love which Jesus gave in the New Testament help man to lead a good life. The essence of these commandments is to keep away from evil and do good. In spite of that, man falls a prey to evil. When we commit sin, we are troubled and we repent of that. It is the divine power within each human being that helps to do this. Conscience. By birth, each human being has an internal power. This inner power tells us what to do and what we should not. On each occasion, this eternal power pursues us to do good. Conscience is the powerful interior voice that inspires a person with good and persuades him to act accordingly. Conscience is the voice of God. Through this, voice comes from the interior of man. It is not human, it is divine. Conscience tells us to give up evil and to accept goodness. If we heed to the voice of conscience from the heart, it will lead us to goodness. If we rebel against conscience, evil would grow in us. The Second Vatican Council teaches us, referring to the conscience, that it is a law written by God in each man's heart. Good and evil in man. Man loves goodness and wishes to do good. He likes to have values like truth, justice, sacrifice, love, etc., the different expression of goodness. He has the freedom to practice them too. The decision man takes in his freedom is known as the decision of the conscience. We often see good people doing evil acts. The reason for this is the influence of evil in man. The conflict between evil and good is ever present in man. Saint Paul speaks of it. I can will what is right, but I cannot do it. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I do. Conscience in the Holy Bible. In the Old Testament, the word conscience is not usually used. In the Old Testament, conscience meant heart. It is the heart that inspires us to do good. But in the New Testament, Saint Paul teaches in detail about conscience. He says that those who have not accepted the commandments of God should act accordingly to the voice of their conscience. They have not received any special law. At the same time, they have naturally received the law in their heart. Their obedience to the conscience is equal to keeping the law. Conscience and faith. For those who believe in Jesus, the faith itself is the basis of their conscience. Hence, the faithful will have to form their conscience according to the principles and teachings of their faith. The moral voice formed according to Christian faith is Christian conscience. The Spirit of God permeates all men, God's children. Hence, we say the voice of conscience is the voice of God. But for Christians who have received the Holy Spirit through baptism and anointing, this Spirit will especially help them in the decisions of their conscience. Saint Paul teaches us, "My conscience is inspired by the Holy Spirit." Formation of conscience. Good conscience helps man who does evil in spite of his desire to do good, to lead a life in goodness. Formation of good conscience is necessary for true Christian life. The first thing in the formation of good conscience is to discern what is good and what is evil. It is necessary to have training for this discernment. For us Christians, the Word of God and the teachings of the Church will help us to get this knowledge. The second thing is the training of the mind to take decisions, giving up evil and accepting the good. This training gives the mind the power and maturity to face the challenges of living in goodness and to remain faithful to it. It also gives the attitude to do good and love God our brethren. These are the important factors in the formation of conscience. Formation of Christian conscience. Christian conscience is that conscience which is formed accordingly to the word of God and the teachings of the church. If we have not formed a good conscience, our decisions may not be right. Hence, we must take care to form a Christian conscience. The following factors will help us in this. First one, get proper knowledge. We must gain knowledge and training in human and Christian values. Thus we get knowledge to evaluate good and evil in all circumstances. Second one, clear the doubts. Decisions should be taken in the light of the right knowledge of good and evil. If we have any doubts, either read good books or consult people with knowledge and discretion. Then we will be able to take proper decisions. Third point, preserve the freedom of mind. Conscience can work only in an atmosphere of freedom. We must try not to lose the freedom of conscience by one's own selfishness and undue influence of other people. Then only we will be able to act accordingly to the prompting of conscience. Fourth point, seek the assistance of the Holy Spirit. We need the power of the Holy Spirit to discern good and evil, to choose the good and act accordingly. The gifts of the Holy Spirit will help us here. Hence, we have to pray to the Holy Spirit. A conscience formed according to the Word of God and teachings of the Church will help us to grow in true discipleship of Christ. If we have formed the right conscience, we will be able to examine our conscience sincerely and regulate our lives accordingly. A good Christian conscience is the right means for the true Christian life in this world with different problems and difficulties. Let us pray. O God, who inspires us to avoid evil and do good through our conscience, help us to live according to the voice of our conscience. Let us read and narrate. Reading from the book of Romans, chapter 2, verses 1 to 16. Word of God for our guidance. They must hold fast to the mystery of the faith with a clear conscience. Reading from 1 Timothy, chapter 3, verses 9. Let us do. Discuss with your friends on conscience and prompting of the conscience. My resolution. I will listen to the voice of my conscience and act accordingly.